Hillary Clinton is trying to focus more on Hillary Clinton and less on Donald Trump. This comes in a week when Clinton released a policy book with her running mate. Much of her campaign has focused on white papers and policy proposals, but Clinton has seen the huge lead she had after the conventions slip away. And as NPR's Asma Khalid reports, the candidate is trying something new, showing more of the personal motivation behind her policies.
Can you lift your hands and sing that hallelujah?
Hillary Clinton came to Kansas City to talk to black voters from one of the oldest and largest African-American religious groups in the country, the National Baptist Convention. But she also came to talk about herself.
I want to leave aside the politics and do something that doesn't always come naturally to a Midwestern Methodist. That is to talk about my own faith.
Clinton talked about her youth minister and her father's prayers and made a nod to a specific teaching from Jesus, a commandment to love one another.
When I used to teach the occasional Sunday school class, I often taught on that lesson. That's a hard commandment to obey. Some days it's really hard for me.
Clinton never mentioned her opponent by name, but she still threw some shade, calling him out for his Obama birther theory. But she also cited biblical scripture and showed a more reflective side of herself. This was a renewed focus, more Clinton, less Trump. Clinton told the overwhelmingly black crowd that she wants to push for gun control, voting rights, and better job opportunities. And then she talked about grace and humility.
Humility is not something you hear much about in politics, is it?
No.
But we should.
Clinton said nobody is perfect.
It isn't easy, but I've learned to be grateful not just for my blessings, but also for my faults, and there are plenty. I've made my share of mistakes. I don't know anyone who hasn't.
The campaign's communications director told reporters there will be at least three more speeches in the coming weeks that focus on the values behind the policies. Next week, Clinton will talk about building an inclusive economy. This all seems to be a recognition that Clinton needs to give voters an aspirational message, a reason to vote for her rather than simply against her opponent. Asma Khalid, NPR News.